This is Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole, with your host Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions and Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Sue and Cole provide their clients and prospects with the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful solutions to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now, here with the financial information you need are Sue and Cole.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. My name is Cole Bruner from Bushka Wealth Management, and joining me today is my mom, Sue Bushka, from Bushka Retirement Solutions, as well as our co-host, Tony Shore. Now, listeners out there, if at any point during today's show you want to get a little bit more information about what we're talking about, or if you'd like to schedule that complimentary, no-obligation consultation, give us a call at 715-355-4445, or visit our website, retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. And while you're at the website, don't forget to check out the radio page. You can check out some of our past shows, subscribe to the program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or Amazon Music, whichever your favorite is. You can also check out some of our previous TV show episodes on the website. So make sure you check into that if you haven't caught a recent episode. There's been some really great topics lately on the show, so I highly encourage you to take a few minutes to peruse those episodes out there, as well as all of the other resources that we have available on our website, including the ability to schedule that complimentary, no obligation consultation. Now, though it doesn't happen a lot, some of our retired clients do come into our office and discuss going back to work. Now, hearing that, you presumably assume they're thinking about going back to work because they've run out of money. Now, in some cases, that might be true, but it's just as common that our conversation about heading back to work is actually fueled by other factors, one of which is boredom, which makes a lot of sense. While you're building your career, you are on the job at least 40 hours a week, every week for 3 or 4 or even 5 decades, possibly. And for a lot of people, their job is their single biggest opportunity to socialize. Sure, a job is what you do to pay your bills, but it's also the place that you can recap last night's football game or debate the merits of the latest movie release like Killers of the Flower Moon. A job is a chance to build friendships that are important to your well-being. But in retirement, spending enough time with people that you enjoy may be a little bit more challenging. So during today's show, we're going to discuss some of the upsides and downsides of unretiring. But before we get into today's topic, let's make sure to introduce everyone here with me today. Sue and Tony. Tony, how are we doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great. I've had a great week. In fact, my wife, one of her favorite bands is Depeche Mode, so we drove to Chicago to see them. Earlier this week, and it was a sold-out show at the United Center, 20,000 people. One of the best shows I've ever been to, actually. And, of course, we're driving down there, we pass an exit that says Wausau, and I thought, you're coming back. I'm like, honey, see how far off, out of our way it would be to head up to Wausau and make a little surprise visit. That was yesterday we were driving back. So,
oh, sure.
It was more than five minutes out of my way, so I said no. I'm kidding.
Nope, that's too much time to dedicate.
It was like 2 hours or something one way. Yeah. Anyway, we had fun. How about you guys? Sue, how have you been doing?
Good. I've been really good. It's going to be like almost 60 degrees today. Unheard of in November here.
Right.
Yeah, and it was so nice yesterday. It. Yeah, I'm loving this weather. Let's not complain.
I know.
Right?
I know. So it's kind of like giving me spring fever, but it's November.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. We know what's coming.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I know.
You have been busy too, right?
I have been. You're not the only person that went and saw a fun concert over the last week here. I actually went to Minneapolis, so I came to a little closer to you.
Billy Joel, right?
Yeah, I went to see Billy Joel and Stevie Nicks, and that was actually a lot of fun. Huge crowd.
Yep.
It was at the U.S. Bank Stadium. First time I've ever been to the stadium.
Oh,
very cool,
really?
Stadium.
Isn't it
cool? Lots of purple.
Yeah, that's a cool stadium. I've been there many times, but yes. That show, I wish I would have went because everyone I know who went, and I know a number of people who were at that show, they all raved about it. And
yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah, I've seen Billy Joel before. He's good.
Yeah, I mean, for being in their 70s, they can certainly still rock out. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it? I mean, really. And, like, yeah, the two guys in Depeche Mode, the main two guys, are in their early 60s. And they have more energy than I had when I was 17. So, but I don't know how they did it. But
age is just a number, as they say, yeah. Right?
It's just a mindset, right? Yeah,
that's
yeah.
right.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Well, as for your show today, I think you've got an excellent topic. I don't think unretiring is something that gets a lot of attention, or we talk a lot about, right, Sue?
That's right, Tony. And actually, there was a U.S. News and World Report article entitled How to Unretire. And it offers up some really interesting info that we think will really interest our listeners today. Now, those thinking about unretiring should consider four key things. The first one is, why do you want to go back to work? And the second thing is, thoroughly factoring in your home life and budget, and then researching available jobs, and lastly, factoring the impact on your Social Security.
Well, those are four good points you have to consider, but I think you read that first point wrong or said that wrong. It should have been, your emphasis should have been more like, why do you want to go back to work?
I know, right?
Exactly. Right. But no, seriously, financial decisions made during retirement that could affect your Social Security, things like that, definitely need to be discussed first with a financial services professional. Sometimes it doesn't make financial sense to go back to work because of Social Security and things like that, depending on how much you're going to make. But I probably don't want to retire in the first place. As long as my voice holds out, I want to keep going here.
No, you've got a pretty good job, I think.
Yeah, I've got, unlike a lot of people, I'm fortunate. I have a job I love, so.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes a lot of difference,
yeah.
too.
Yeah,
sure does.
Now, let's consider some of the reasons why retirees might want to go back to work. Now, as Mom just noted a couple of minutes ago, the most common reason is finances, of course. Many retirees have limited income, and if it turns out that income isn't large enough to maintain their preferred lifestyle, heading back to the office or the job may be a good option for them. Now, increasing prices for things like food and gas, like we've seen during the last couple of years, could be enough push for some retirees to get back into the workforce. Consider that if you retired 6 or 7 years ago and had a budget that was squared away, post-COVID-19 inflation may have made that budget suddenly seem a lot less stable.
Well, it's easy to see how inflation may have taken an uncomfortably large bite out of some retirement budgets. And like you say, if you went into retirement with a complete budget, $300 or $400 extra bucks a month for food and gas may impact your quality of life, right?
That's right, Tony. And at the top of the show, I also explained that some retirees head back to work simply because they're bored. Now, as regular listeners know, when meeting with clients, we make sure they understand that retirement planning is about far more than just getting your finances in order. Now, we think it's pretty essential to have a solid plan for how you're going to use all your newfound free time. And if you don't have activities and hobbies that you enjoy and a close group of friends, boredom itself may be enough to have you searching job boards.
Well, yeah, and those common reasons for unretiring make a lot of sense. Cole, I just assume that's your issue. You're bored there, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. So bored. I just have nothing to do.
Right.
But could you give us, Cole, some concrete examples of why somebody might make this choice of unretiring?
Well, absolutely. You know, if you retire and later determine that you can no longer consistently handle your monthly bills, or if paying those bills feels like a constant battle that makes you feel stressed out, you may want to meet with your financial services professional to discuss going back to work. If returning to the job isn't something that you want to do, then meet with your financial services professional so they can help you adjust your budget and your overall financial strategy. And lastly, for a lot of us, a job is something that provides us with a deep sense of purpose. During our career, we know why we're getting out of bed in the morning, and we know that we have value to other people, and that matters. Now, during my own career, I've worked with several new retirees who find themselves unsure of their purpose in the world. For people like this, a hobby isn't necessarily going to be enough, but a job, even if it's just a part-time one, may do the trick.
Yeah. And when we talk about unretiring, that doesn't necessarily mean you have to return to your previous company or field, right?
Well, that's right. And in retirement, you may discover a new interest that could lead to a new job that you enjoy and that puts extra money into your bank account. Now, maybe you were an HR professional during your working years, but in retirement realized you have a passion for wine. Now, you may be able to use that passion to work part-time in a wine shop where you can share your knowledge with customers.
Sure. There are a lot of things you can do that follow your passions or your likes and interests as far as jobs in retirement, and I think that's one big plus there. Now, we should probably take a moment to let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you, Cole.
Absolutely, Tony. They can visit our website, which is retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com. They can also call our office at 715-355-4445. And of course, they can schedule that complimentary no obligation consultation in either our Wausau or Eau Claire office or virtually if that way, works better for them. And again, they can do that by calling our office at 715-355-4445 or visiting the website retirewithbushka.com.
All right, and stay tuned, listeners. We're going to be right back with more of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole after this.
When you think of a puzzle, what would you say is the most important piece? A corner? A side piece? I would argue the most important piece of a puzzle is the picture on the box, and the same can be said for your retirement. Cole Bruner and Sue Bushka from Bushka Retirement Solutions would love to show you your retirement picture. For more information, call 715-355-4445 or visit their website at retirewithbushka.com.
Welcome back to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. I'm your co-host, Tony Shore. I'm here with our hosts, Sue Bushka and Cole Bruner. Sue and Cole, during today's show, you've been talking about unretirement and the different factors that may determine whether it's a good strategy for you or not. Sue, what do you have for us next?
Well, Tony, that U.S. News and World Report article I mentioned in the first segment has more useful insights that we're eager to share with our listeners today. Now, the next of which is how you can go about getting back into the work world if and when you decide to unretire. Now, during the first segment, we discussed that unretiring doesn't necessarily mean you head back to your previous job or even returning to your previous field. With that said, it's fair to say that many people who unretire would be most comfortable returning to a company or a job that they're familiar with.
Yeah, and that's an interesting dilemma, Sue. I can see both sides of it. I like the idea of taking a new professional adventure, really rolling up my sleeves and embracing something different that I've never done before, but maybe I've always wanted to. And at the same time, I understand why it would be enticing to go back to a job I already know how to do. I know I could step in at the right level.
I think you're dead on there, Tony. Now, if working for your former employer is the option you're most likely to take, then reach out to your former boss or your coworkers to get that conversation started. If your former company doesn't currently have any full-time openings, they may be open to a part-time role or even possibly some consulting work.
Yeah, it occurs to me that for some people out there, especially if they're a few years into retirement, the physical part of returning to work, the alarm clocks, long commutes, hours in an office, that might sound intimidating. I know it would be to me. Those are the negatives, right?
Right.
Right.
Well, I think that's a really valid point, too, whether you're most likely to try and get your previous job back or you're considering the possibility of taking on a different kind of professional role. It's essential that you be honest with yourself about where your health and energy levels are. Now, you need to decide if you're truly up to returning to the job, and I mean any job, And don't forget to fully consider the mental energy that will be required by returning to work. Now, it's reasonable to think that technology has changed significantly during your years away from work, but do you feel prepared to learn new technology quickly?
Yeah, that's a really good point. As I get older, I realize how much more tech savvy my younger coworkers and my kids are. So tech can change rapidly. And if you're not a techie, it might be tough. And, I just when we think we've got the latest device or software or social platform all figured out, here comes something new. Right?
Right, exactly. It seems constant changes, yeah. Right?
Yep.
Well, one other thing to think about is remote work is a possible option for people that want to return to work, but don't necessarily relish the notion of spending hours a day back in the office. Now, during the pandemic, remote work became extremely common out of necessity, of course. But as the world slowly returned to normal post-pandemic, remote work has remained commonplace. And that means that the time may be right for you to pursue your own remote work role. Additionally, many roles that aren't entirely remote are hybrid, which means that you spend some of your workdays in the office and then some of your workdays at home. And finally, you may want to discuss flexible hours with potential employers. This way, you could design a schedule that permits you to avoid rush hour traffic or driving to the office in bad weather.
Yeah, but we don't get any bad weather around here, right?
No,
never.
No. Although they say it might be a mild winter. Here's hoping.
I'm hoping.
Yeah, I'm hoping too.
Exactly. But my biggest takeaway so far is that, hey, if a person doesn't have to unretire for financial reasons, but instead they want to return to work to have something to do, then they're in a prime position because they won't have to take just any job that's offered. They're going to do it because they want to, and it's something they want to do.
Well, that's a great point, Tony. And when you're able to be choosy about jobs, be choosy. So let me make a final point here. If socializing is one of the reasons that you want to head back to work, you should be fully aware that remote work will mean your colleagues will generally be a little more than voices over the phone or small faces on a screen during video meetings. Though many remote roles do provide some in-person meetings and other in-person events.
So what could a return to work potentially mean for somebody's retirement benefits?
Ah, that's a good question, Tony. Now, if you're currently receiving monthly Social Security payments, the amount you receive could be reduced if you return to the workforce. The exact amount of this potential reduction would be determined by how much income you bring in and your current age. Certain wage caps may lead to your benefits being withheld for a certain length of time, though in some cases, returning to work may also mean larger eventual payments in some cases.
Yeah, in fact, Sue, do you have concrete numbers for us? Could you explain that a little more?
Sure. Now, once you reach full retirement age, which for many people is 66, you can work without facing a reduction in your Social Security benefit payment. But if you're receiving Social Security and working before reaching your full retirement age, your benefit could potentially be temporarily withheld. Now, those who haven't yet hit their full retirement age and earn more than $22,320 in 2024 may have $1 taken out of their Social Security payment for every $2 they earn above the limit. Now, in the new year, you reach your full retirement age, $1 in benefits is taken away for every $3 you earn above the 2024 limit of $59,520 for the months before you reach full retirement age. Now, beginning in the month that you reach full retirement age, your payment amount is recalculated, and you'll be credited for the months that your benefit was reduced or withheld due to excess income. And it's possible that you'll receive a bigger payment because of your earnings.
That is true. And it's hard for people to grasp all that, but I know that this is something you help your clients with. So if we have any listeners out there that have not yet filed for Social Security, or they're thinking about going back to work, or they're thinking about retirement, get that Social Security maximization report run first. I know that you're offering that to our listeners out there and a consultation. So before we go on, Cole, let our listeners know how they can do that, how they can get a hold of you.
Absolutely, Tony. They can give us a call at 715-355-4445 and request that Social Security maximization report, or they can visit retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com and set up that complimentary no obligation consultation. And we'd be happy to run that report as well as many others for you at no charge to you.
All right. Well, this has been a fun and informative show so far today about unretiring and, of course, how to determine whether it's the right move. What do you have for us in our final segment, Sue?
Well, I'd like to keep moving forward with the concept of unretiring by next focusing on another U.S. News and World Report article entitled Eight Benefits of Unretiring. Now, we mentioned going back to work for additional income earlier in the show, but beyond the reasons that I've already noted, the article explains that even if you have a healthy nest egg, returning to work, even part-time, may help you delay taking withdrawals from some of your retirement accounts, depending on their rules. Now, remember to be thoughtful about what your decision to go back to work could mean for your Social Security, because you don't want to end up in a situation where you unretire, find a job that you really enjoy and benefit from financially, only to end up with a cold slap in the face because of a Social Security reduction.
Yeah, and I'm glad you're stressing that point. We've been talking about that, and I don't think most people understand that can happen. If they make too much money and they're drawing Social Security, they can... The Social Security amount can be reduced. So I think it's really, really important you work with a financial professional to make sure you're making the right decisions. I know, Sue and Cole, you have the experience people need to make an informed decision about what unretiring means for benefits like Social Security and their retirement in general.
Absolutely. And the article also notes that unretiring may also bring some positive financial related benefits. Retiring before you're Medicare eligible generally means that you have to find your own health insurance coverage. But if you choose to go back to work, you could prioritize finding an employer that offers solid medical benefits.
Yeah. And that's something people forget about, too. If you retire before you're 65 or if you're in retirement and go back to work, you've got to think about where your social or where your health care benefits are coming from and where how you're going to pay for health insurance. Health insurance is outrageously expensive, so any step you can take to protect your savings from health care costs is a good one, right, Sue?
That's right. And earlier in the show, we explained that boredom is often a side effect of retirement, sometimes to the point that it pushes people to unretire. But there are times when the issue runs deeper than just occasional boredom. Now, if you retire without a spouse or partner and don't have a solid group of friends, social isolation can occur. Now, unretiring may introduce you to new people who share your interests and who then become friends outside of the workplace. Even if you don't build true friendships with your colleagues, you'll still enjoy chats and interaction during the workday.
I will? Oh, wait. No, yes, I will. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. I love my coworkers. I love you guys. So the importance of avoiding social isolation, though, is a serious one, and it's something that's come up on previous shows. So, Sue, I'm glad you gave us that reminder. Cole, what do you have for us next?
I lost track. Is the next potential? Is that?
Yeah, another potential benefit.
Oh, up there. Okay. Well, Tony, another potential benefit that comes with unretiring is the physical and emotional boost that you may get from helping others. Now, if you unretire and take a job doing something service-related, like working with people with unique needs or tutoring at a nearby school, you'll not just receive additional income, but you'll also be serving your community in a way that provides a genuine sense of satisfaction. No matter what industry you made a career in, there are probably people out there that would greatly benefit from your skills, talents, and experience. So put what you've learned and built to work for others.
Well, that's a good goal and a good thing to do. I think a lot of us, when we're maybe in our middle age and in the midst of our careers, probably often say to ourselves, if I just had more time, I'd really love to do some volunteering, or I'd love to support this charity, but I just don't have the time. But retirement and unretirement is a chance to finally give some of your time to the causes you care about or the things you really do enjoy or care about, right?
Well, the next potential benefit of unretiring is finally trying some of those things that you've always been curious about. Now, much like Tony's comment about not having enough time during our careers to support the causes and organizations that matter to us, we don't always have the time that we need to following our own interests and curiosity while we're focused on growing our careers. But if you do decide to unretire and find a job outside of your previous field, it may be the ideal time to follow your interests. Now, if you've always had interests in 17th century paintings, why not try for a part-time job at a nearby art museum? Unless your retirement is fueled by financial need, the unretirement process is something that you can take your time with.
Yeah, I think if you're considering unretirement because you're feeling financial stress, reach out to your financial services professional to consider all of your options. You don't have to do this on your own or try to navigate this on your own. And we stress it, but it's so important because you can make really costly mistakes, right, Cole?
Absolutely, Tony. And as most of our listeners already know, one of the most common topics for news outlets that frequently cover retirement is the importance of staying active. How many commercials have you seen with a retirement age person enjoying a fast-paced game of pickleball? Well, while pickleball is a lot of fun, you don't have to go to those extremes necessarily. Unretiring to take a part-time job at a retail store, a grocery store, or something similar may be an easy way to get up off the couch and moving around while also earning a little bit of extra cash.
But this has been a great show. Talking about unretiring today has been a great one. Now, before we go, Cole, one more time, let our listeners know how they can get a hold of you and set up that no charge, no obligation consultation.
Well, Tony, they can give us a call at 715-355-4445 or visit retirewithbushka.com. That's retirewithbushka.com.
All right, sounds good. And listeners, that does it for today's episode of Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole.
Thank you for listening to Financially Speaking with Sue and Cole. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound income plan. For more information, please contact Sue and Cole at Bushka Retirement Solutions and Bushka Wealth Management. Call 715-355-4445 or visit them online at retirewithbushka.com. Fee-based financial planning and investment advisory services are offered by Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Wisconsin. Insurance products and services are offered through Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. Bushka Wealth Management, LLC, and Bushka Retirement Solutions, Inc. are affiliated companies.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.